Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Julian. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation number?
Sure. 2511-0401-0031-3909.
Okay, just a second here. Let's see. Is this Bernal Latour?
Yeah. So I had a couple of questions, Julian. Is this what they would call like a, I don't know what you would call it, like a receipt where you are going off with credit card receipts and then you have a draft off of that, or is this a regular business loan, or what is this?
Yeah, we actually have a wide range of programs, so that is something that we do, where it just takes a percentage, and then we also have fixed programs where it's just a term loan with fixed payments. Let me pull up your file here, and I'll be able to give you some more details. What is your name?
My name is Suzanne Latour.
Suzanne Latour. So S-U-S-A-N-N-E, or is it with a Z?
It's with a Z. S-U-Z-A-N-N-E.
Okay.
L-A-C-O-U-R.
Okay. And what's the best number to reach at in case we get disconnected? 619-405-5438. 3-8. 3-8. Okay. And are you the 100% owner of the business?
I am, yes.
Okay, great. Oh, cool. You're local, too. Let's see here. And what's the structure of your business? Is it a sole proprietorship, S-Corp? C-Corp?
It's an S-Corp.
S-Corp, very good. And how long have you guys been in business, Suzanne?
6 years.
6 years, very good.
A little more than that, like six years and 4 months, something like that, 3 months.
Oh, cool. Okay, and are you guys, 4154 Maryland Street, San Diego, 92103?
Yeah, that's my home office. I have three retail locations, so that was one of my other questions. It really wasn't very, like, your forms aren't. I have three different locations with three different sales and three different POSs, so it was not easy to answer your questions all at the same time.
No problem.
That's my home office for mailing address.
Okay, cool.
I have three physical addresses.
Okay, yeah, not a problem. Give me just a moment here. Do you guys have a website?
Sure. It's www.golftech, G-O-L-F, like the sport golf, T-E-C, .com/San Diego.
Sorry, let me make sure I got that. You said www.golftech.com/San Diego?
Right.
Okay, and tech is just TEC?
Right.
Okay, golftech.com/San Diego. And what's the best email address for you, Suzanne?
S-L-A-T-O-U-R, so S like Suzanne and then Latour, at golftech.com.
GolfTech.com. Okay. Yeah, so you're kind of asking about the products we have. Like I said, we got a wide range. If you want to let me know what you're looking to do, I can kind of put you in the right direction.
Well, I don't know what this, it's like a capital. I took out a capital and then I'm not super crazy about it. It's like a receipts loan that I already have, like on deck funding.
Okay.
So, I'm trying to do. So we've got some other expenses coming up. We're going to do some equipment, new equipment. I'm looking at that. I can either personally fund it or I can take out a loan. And I'd love to probably get rid of that on deck and make it a regular loan. Because that's why I asked you if it was just, I don't know what those are called. I'm losing my mind today because it's Monday. I can't remember what they're called. But, you know, the credit card receipts where they.
Yeah, merchant capital programs or they call them different things sometimes.
Yeah.
Or a factor program, or there's a different name for it.
Yeah.
So
probably not the best one to have.
So you'd prefer something fixed, right?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Yeah, some people love those programs, and some people hate them. So sometimes seasonal businesses like them because when they slow down, it takes a smaller percent. But even some seasonal businesses.
Oh no, not this one. This one takes the same $5,000 a week out.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
So
what's your current balance with on deck?
It's like $250,000.
$250,000? Okay. When did you take that one out?
I just took it out in September, unfortunately.
Gotcha. Okay. Do you know what kind of terms you got, like rates or anything like that?
Yes, it's hang on one second. It's 1 year, and God, it's gotta be like 20. It's almost like 20%. It's a stupid thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking online right now to see what the rate is. I don't remember.
That's okay. Not a problem. We can always get it later. Yeah, some of them are a little expensive, so there has to be like a really good opportunity or a need for it. But it really just kind of depends what you're looking at. So you said you took out 250K, 1 year term. You just did it September, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're looking to potentially pay that one off and get some more cash on top, or what are your goals here that you're trying to accomplish?
Yeah, I mean, ideally, I would love to get that paid and a little more cash on top too. We're moving one of our locations, and we need some new equipment for all three locations. So, but if I can't, that's fine. Just to get this one done in the better fashion would be fine.
Okay, what kind of equipment are you looking at?
So this is high tech golf instruction. So we have various cameras and lighting that we need to install coming up in January. And then we have all new POS system computers coming in end of December. And then I'm moving one of my I'm considering either renewing my lease or moving one of my locations where I would need to build out some stuff.
Okay.
I got a few things going on.
So are you moving locations, and that's what you need the cameras, lighting, the POS systems for, or are they two separate projects?
Two separate projects. So we're getting new cameras and new lighting to upgrade our existing equipment in every center. I've got three locations, and I've got...
Gotcha.
There's a bay, and there's three bays in each center. There's four bays in another, so...
Gotcha. Man, you're busy. Got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Okay, so in your existing three locations, you're getting new cameras, lighting, POS systems. You'll be getting that around December, right?
Right.
And then you're moving to a new location, and that's going to happen around January. Am I right?
Well, we start building in January. I probably wouldn't be able to, it takes a couple months.
So. Gotcha. Okay, gotcha. Do you already have all the equipment ordered, or where are you at with that?
No, I haven't done any of that. I just found out we're going to do it. I own a franchise, so I own the San Diego region, and nationally, I just found out we're doing this. Everyone's doing it, so we're going to know more the first part of December.
Okay. How much is the equipment going to run you? Do you kind of have a ballpark estimate?
Yeah, it's just a second. Yeah. So not that much versus the loan I have. Let's see here. I think the POS systems are... Sorry, Julian. Hang on one second.
No problem. It's okay. Take your time.
I called to ask you questions, and now you're asking me questions. I want to say the POS systems are about $4,500, $5,000 a center, so that's $15,000, and then it's about $10,000 each to do the lighting and the cameras. So
about $30,000.
Another 30. So yeah, I mean, ideally, if I could get it all done, that's fine. If not,
Cool. Yeah, the reason I'm asking is because if we can get some equipment financing in place for you, that's going to be significantly cheaper than the working capital programs because it's secured by the equipment. Have you worked with this vendor before that you order the equipment from?
We actually get it through our franchisor. So,
Do they normally give you, do they have like a lending company that does the financing for the equipment, or do they normally offer that to you? Or?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Okay. Have you inquired about that already?
No, I've done it in the past with them, but I haven't inquired about that.
Okay, gotcha. Cool. And then for the other location that you're looking at, how much is that going to run you roughly? How much do you need in working capital for that?
Yeah, so I'm looking at, I'm probably going to get, it's going to be probably about $100,000 to build out, and I'm going to get about half of that from the landlord, so about $50,000.
Okay, so you need around $50,000 for that, and that you'll need before January, right? Because that's when the project starts.
Well, no, it'll start in January. I mean, I can't. By the time we figure out I mean, it's already October by the time we do a lease.
I feel like my webmaster here.
We're like right in the middle of lease negotiation, so we won't even build out until starting in January.
Okay, cool. So the equipment will be more pressing, sounds like, and then the 50K around January. Gotcha. Can you tell me a little bit about what you do exactly?
Yeah, so they're high tech golf lessons basically, which is services about 80% of our business, and then custom club fitting. We sell golf clubs to the major brands. So I think last year we did about a little over 1.35 million in sales. I'm looking at it right now.
Very nice. That was 2015, right?
We use a fiscal year that ends in August, so ending in August, but I can give you
okay.
The calendar.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Are you guys still growing? Are you tracking to do more this year?
Oh yeah. Yeah, we're up again this year.
What are you tracking for this year?
Hang on one sec. Now we'll do over 1.5 this year.
Cool. Growing pretty fast.
Yeah, we just got everything built out and ready to go.
How'd you get started in this business? Were you already kind of like working in the industry and you're like, hey, I can do this and started your own? Or?
No. Financial services industry and this, I just invested in this. I bought it because I love golf and just got hooked on it.
Nice. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So with this...
Golfer?
No, I'm not, unfortunately. I got a couple of buddies here who went to golf. Don't have time for anything extracurricular right now. I'm a student in the evening as well. Planning to get married pretty soon here, so I got a lot on my plate at the moment. But I imagine once I'm finished up with night school and everything else going on, I do want to take up some other hobbies, and golf is something I'm thinking about.
Yeah, good.
It's just relaxing, and it's kind of like a professional sort of environment. Like, you know, it's good to build business and things like that. Smooth with people and, you know.
Yeah, it's a good interview. You can't hide yourself for 4 hours.
Exactly. Exactly. So with this new location, what kind of return do you kind of forecast? How much do you think it's going to add? Like, what do you think it's going to add to your business as far as, like, revenues go?
So this would only probably add a net
$200,000.
Mm-hmm. Gross $200,000. So... this is not going to be as big as the other center, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when you take out the tuner, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so we've got three that are doing, we've got two that are doing over $500,000 each, one that does just under $400,000, and then this one would be a smaller location.
Gotcha. Okay. So when you take out the $250,000 with On Deck, what did you use that for?
I paid myself back some stuff, which is stupid because my attorney and accountant told me to do that. And then personally, because the only money that, you know, I keep lending money to the company. And mm-hmm. then we bought some inventory.
Gotcha. Okay. So it sounds like you put it to good use. It's better than using your personal money because, a lot of people don't even realize it, but when you're putting your personal money back into the business, you're putting money that was already taxed back into the business to get taxed again. You know what I mean? So even if you're paying a high interest rate, it's still cheaper than getting taxed on it twice. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, I guess. It depends on the rate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. How would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, some in the middle?
It's probably good. It's over 700, but it's not probably close, not more than that. It's probably in the low 7.
Okay, cool. So just above the industry average, roughly. That's good.
Yeah, I have, I've used personal stuff and gone back and forth.
Yeah. Are you going to be adding on new employees with this new location?
I just hired somebody that starts in January.
Okay, very cool. So you're kind of figuring that in the cost of the move and everything like that?
Yeah, definitely.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Okay. So ideally, you're looking at equipment around 45K and working capital around 50K, right? But if we can get an option in place for you to refinance your existing on-deck loan, that would be preferable. Is that right?
Yeah. Either I have both of them and I pay them off. That on-deck will be paid in... I'll probably pay it off early, but it'll be paid by next summer. And then if you guys can consolidate a grade. If not, if you can do something else.
Yeah, if we can't, if the payoff is too high at the current moment, we can look at a second position program where it's going to work concurrently with your existing on-deck loan just to kind of get the ball rolling with this new location. And that one will probably be like probably a shorter term. Is there kind of ideal term that you had with this with the new project for that 50K? Are you looking to pay that off sooner or later? Or what would work ideally for you as far as like a term goes?
That's a good question. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've been doing these pretty short term. I mean, nothing more than a year. So, I mean, I don't necessarily need to do it longer, but we are seasonal. We get peaks in March and August, so.
Okay, cool.
I don't know. Just let me know what you have first.
Yeah. Typically, what we'll do is approve you for the largest amount available to you and with the longest term, and then if you want something shorter and smaller, we can kind of work backwards. So.
Okay.
Is this new location, is it going to start making you money right away, or is there going to be a little bit of a lag time, or when do you expect it to start cash flowing?
Well, we'll get cash from it. We've got to build it first. That's the problem. I mean, there'll be a point where, you know, we're building it out. It's going to take 4 months probably to build it before we have any money.
Roughly 4 months. Okay.
It won't be any more expensive because I'm using the existing guys I have. So.
Cool.
The one I hired.
Okay, so it should start cash flowing roughly after 4 months?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, very cool. Do you have any do you have any plan B? Do you have any second options? Like, say, for example, if we can't get you approved for this 50K, do you have a plan B that you can work with, or what are your other plans?
Yeah, I have plenty of other options. I'm trying to do this where it goes through the business rather than personal, but I'm not.
Right.
I'm not business if you guys don't give me a loan.
Right. So you could use your personal money, but you want to avoid that at all costs, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you gone to your local bank already? And did you get any feedback from them for any of your clients?
I bank with Chase and I hate them. So I'm probably going to, I've been approached by a couple of regional banks. So I'm probably going to move at the beginning of the year when I have more time. But, yeah, Chase is that rubber stamp.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you're not the only one, especially small, medium-sized business owners. That's kind of the sentiment with a lot of the bigger banks. They don't really mess around too much with the smaller guys, especially after the financial crisis. They're like, you know, a lot of my customers, they don't even touch. So, I mean, it really depends, though. So you've already tried to go through them, and what'd they tell you?
No, I mean, I've talked to them. First of all, I can't stand the deal with them, but I've talked to them about, like, what they have and what you have to go through. And I'm like, no, I wasn't going to do any of it. And then you guys sent me this thing in the mail, and I thought, interesting, it's a small bank, maybe.
Cool.
It would be similar to OnDeck, but maybe more favorable, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very familiar with OnDeck. They're one of our partners, actually. Yeah, they're a good company. Some of their programs are a little more expensive, but could definitely beat them. Let's see here. Okay. When are you looking to order the equipment? Are you trying to get the financing in place first, or do they you have to have it by like a certain deadline, or like when ideally are you going to be ordering
it in December?
Okay. Okay. So you really don't need any funding in place until December and January, is that right?
Well,
unless we can refi your existing one, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would like to, I mean, I would need, that's not true, I should say, let me back up. I would need to probably order, I mean, I got to get some of the architectural stuff, like the build-out stuff done a little ahead of time, so I probably need half of that. So, you know, I probably need a smaller amount, like 25 or 50 sooner, and then.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, so 25 or 50, and I'm sorry, forgive me, is that for equipment or capital?
I would use that for capital.
Capital, okay. So the 25 to 50, that you can use sooner, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So what I think we'll do then is just submit this for both capital and equipment right now, even though you won't need the equipment for another couple months or so. It's good to kind of just have it in place, that way it's locked in, so that way if anything changes with your business, it won't change the approval. That makes sense.
Okay.
So, are you from San Diego, by the way?
Well, I've been here a long time, so.
Okay, gotcha. I don't know if you realize we're in San Diego too. We're actually right off Miramar Road.
Well, that's what I was thinking. If you guys, I'm like part of San Diego, and then it says San Diego 92121.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, that's probably what was interesting to me. I thought maybe you were a smaller bank, even though it's kind of a little bit of a boilerplate ad. I thought, I'll give them a call.
Yeah, we are a little bit of a smaller bank. We do a significant amount of business, though, in all 50 states. We've been around for about 14 years. Equipment financing was the first product that we had, and then shortly after the recession, we introduced the working capital programs. So we've been around a little while. So let me just kind of give you some preliminary feedback and give you a little bit of information about the process. It's typically about a 24-hour turnaround time to get you an approval for the equipment and the capital once we receive the application information. And then if it works and you want to get funded right away, we can typically have you funded within 24 hours after that, just kind of depending how everything goes. But generally, we can work pretty quickly. What we need, it's a one-page credit application. And I'm going to send this to you in email, by the way, so you don't have to write all this down. It's a one-page credit application. We look at the most recent 6 months of your business bank statements and then your previous year's business tax return. Probably similar to OnDeck's process, right?
No, that's actually more complicated, but that's okay.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, we take a little bit deeper of a dive, do sort of a cash flow analysis. A lot of times it actually mitigates some of the risk. The less information we have, the more risk it is, if that kind of makes sense intuitively.
Yeah. So I have no problem giving it to you, Jillian. So one of the things on your paper application that was in the mail was that, you know, there's only room for one physical street address. So I'll just... whenever you send me, I'll email you back and then include the extra stuff because it doesn't, it may not fit in the box.
That's okay. Do you have one address that you use as like your headquarters? Because we don't necessarily have to have the address of every location, since it is a franchise. So, yeah. So yeah,
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so the Maryland Street. Would you consider that your headquarter address, or what's the best one for your main location?
That's my home office. So that would be my mailing address. It's not any of my physical addresses. My stores are located in 3 different areas. So
okay, cool. Okay, what's the good location address then?
8935 mm-hmm. Town Center Drive. So T-O-W-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
And then Center is C-E-N-T-R-E.
Mm-hmm.
Drive. Number 105.
105, uh-huh.
San Diego 92122.
San Diego, what was the zip code again?
92122.
92122. Okay. Okay, very good. So I'm going to send you the application info. Did you already file your 2015 taxes?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Cool. So I'm going to send you that email right now. And then if you have your OnDeck loan contract sending around, could you include that as well?
Sure.
So we kind of know what we're working with. And I'm going to specify all this in the email, which I'm going to send to you within the next few minutes or so. Do you have any other questions for me before we get off the phone? I think we covered everything.
No, that'll be fine.
Okay, cool. Okay, great. All right, Suzanne, it was a pleasure chatting with you. I'll send you an email. Feel free to give me a call if you have any questions, and you'll have my direct phone number in the email so that way you can call directly to my desk, and I'll probably give you a follow-up call tomorrow.
All right, great, Julian. Thanks a lot.
Okay, my pleasure, Suzanne. Thank you as well. Have a great day.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.